from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, someone or a group of people will pocket more than $500,000 from the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's monthly 50-50 draw. The $500,000 mark was reached early this afternoon with 11 hours left to get in on it. The record jackpot to this point was reached exactly a year ago at $583,000. Donor relations manager Barb McCormick says the foundation gives the winner the weekend to absorb the news and check social media for the numbers for assurance they really did win.
And then we just allow the winners to enjoy that time with friends and family and share the news with them before we release who the winner is.
That information will come out on Tuesday. Seven girls charged with second-degree murder in Toronto will be back in youth court for bail hearings next week. The girls range in age from 13 to 16 and are accused in the brutal stabbing death of a 59-year-old man. He had recently gotten into the city's shelter system. Police say the girls connected on social media, but it's not clear how long they knew each other before gathering in downtown Toronto on December 18th, where police allege they got into two fights before the stabbing. The Canadian Armed Forces are buying new equipment after watching the war in Ukraine. An Army commander says that includes anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles, as well as systems to protect against drone attacks. A challenge facing the Canadian military is that other countries watching Russia's invasion of Ukraine have also learned the same lessons and are trying to buy the same equipment. Well, this is a time of year when we traditionally look back on the year that was while looking forward to the year to come. Dennis J. Puska has a quick look at some events in our region over this past year.
At the end of August in Smooth Rock Falls, the town unveiled a new sign commemorating the late Jean-Paul Parise. The SRF native played in the NHL in the 1960s and 70s. Up the highway in Camp, Green First Forest Products continue improving its paper machines and now produces recycled sandwich bags on one of them. Newly elected Cochrane Mayor Peter Politis reinstated a Recreation Services Board and an Economic Development Board from the time he was previously mayor. He sees it as empowering the community to be more actively involved in municipal government. And a rainy autumn led to a November flood warning for the Mattagami River in Timmins. It was later extended to include Porcupine Lake and Kamascosha Lake. Dennis J. Puska, Country 93.1 News.
To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.